Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, my favorite day. And today we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart that I'm working on for myself. It's all about the gut, the microbiome, and how it can impact your skin and your longevity. The gut is so, so important. You know, it's one of our neuroendocrine-derived organs. That means there's a connection between the brain, the endocrine system, the gut. It's all interconnected. And you kind of know that intuitively. You know that when you're stressed, your stomach feels it. You know that when you're not feeling great in your stomach, you feel anxiety. It's like forwards and backwards. That relationship is interconnected. And the gut microbiome is composed of so many bacteria, fungi, and other microorganisms. It is crucial to your immune function, your metabolism, and your brain health. So there's also recent research that suggests that maintaining your balanced microbiome supports longevity and vitality. And as you age, your gut diversity declines. You definitely reduce the types of bacteria in your gut and the quantities of bacteria, and that can lead to imbalances that trigger inflammation. We call that inflammaging. It triggers metabolic disorders, weakened immunity, and maybe might accelerate age-related diseases like Alzheimer's and cardiovascular disease and even arthritis. We are so very sensitive to the bacteria in our gut. More than 50% of your human body is composed of bacteria. Isn't that a gross and interesting thought? That you're more than half bacteria. You are what you eat, and the bacteria within you is living symbiotically and spurring on so many reactions in your body and helping you with metabolism and processing. A study by Lazoo in 2024 tested whether probiotics like the Lactoplantibacillus plantarum could heal inflammation in older adults 70 plus. After a 4-week intervention, participants taking this probiotic, the LP Heal 9 Lactoplantibacillus, showed reduced gut inflammation, lower fecal calprotectin levels, and a trend to lower C-reactive protein, which is a key inflammatory marker. They additionally had a slight improvement in their cognitive benefit. The gut-brain axis is a communication network between your gut and central nervous system, and this is key for cognition and mental health. When you have microbial imbalance and dysbiosis, you can have an increased predominance of neurodegenerative problems like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, mood disorders like depression and anxiety, and the gut influences your cardiovascular health, impacting your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your arterial stiffness and compliance. All of this can increase heart disease over time. So what are the things we can do? Top 10 strategies to optimize our gut health for benefits of skin and brain. We can, number one, increase our dietary fiber intake. The diet that's rich in prebiotic fibers, that means fibers that plants love to live within, supports a lot of your gut health. So prebiotics that are beneficial would be inulin, resistant starches, pectins, things that you can find in, for example, asparagus, onions, garlic, leeks, bananas, oats, flax seeds. So trying to incorporate some of those prebiotic, non-digestible fibers is very beneficial. Also incorporating probiotics. Of course, we've all heard about probiotics. Did you know that one course of antibiotics can wipe out your entire GI intestinal flora and reduce the microbiome so that there's not a lot of vitality and diversity and just give you dysbiosis? One course can mess you up for 2 whole years. 2 years. That's crazy. When I think of how many courses of antibiotics I have had and how quick I am to jump on antibiotics, it really makes me think twice about taking them in the future. Number two thing you can do to strategize to optimize your gut health is incorporate probiotics. So fermented foods, live bacterial cultures, you want to improve microbial diversity. Yogurt. If you eat yogurt with live active cultures every day, you are going to live to be a healthy, very, very healthy and vibrant person. Not only does it have your calcium, it has your protein, it improves hair health, it's good for your skin. It's full of live active cultures that are going to incorporate and start living within your gut. Kefir, kimchi, sauerkraut, miso, and tempeh, these are all things that have live cultures. I also want you to, number three, diversify your diet with polyphenols. So polyphenols are things like green tea, dark chocolate, red wine, berries. These are the things that modulate microbiome. They have anti-inflammatory, antioxidant effect. They're plant-based antioxidants that are found in the highly pigmented foods, and they really improve the ability of the bacteria to live. And number four is reducing your refined sugar and ultra-processed foods. Too much sugar gives gut dysbiosis, you know, because the other colonizers of the human body, like Candida and the other reducing bacteria that are more anaerobic, they thrive in high sugar environments, and they're opportunistic pathogens. Our body has them, but we don't love them, and they often overgrow the good bacteria when we're too rich in sugar, refined foods, and ultra-processed foods. Often these processed foods have emulsifiers like polysorbate, carboxymethylcellulose. These damage your gut permeability on top of that. You can improve your gut integrity by taking things like collagen peptides and bone broth. Collagen peptides and amino acids like glutamine, they help strengthen your intestinal lining. They reduce leaky gut syndrome and inflammation. They can improve skin conditions that are inflammatory like acne, eczema. And these are products that are rich in protein. They're necessary for skin health. So collagen peptides, bone broth, you know, having things that refine the inner lining of the gut are very beneficial. I'm also a huge fan of the omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. So if you have a diet high in omega-6 fatty acids, that is very pro-inflammatory. The ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 needs to be optimized. We want a high balance of anti-inflammatory omega-3s. They support your microbiome diversity, and we want less omega-6s. And you can get these, of course, from fish, wild salmon, mackerel, things like walnuts, chia seeds, and flax seeds. Optimizing your anti-inflammatory omegas is a great way to have mediators that improve inflammation. And then other things you can do, number seven on my list is minimizing antibiotics and NSAIDs. NSAIDs, even though you need them once in a while for your headaches and your pains, are going to disrupt gut flora, again, leading to dysbiosis. And broad-spectrum antibiotics, we already talked about how serious that can be in terms of wiping out your normal fecal microbiome. I like to practice intermittent fasting, and I do kind of like a 16-8-hour break. So I'll do an 8-hour window where I can eat 16 hours of bowel rest. Your gut microbiome likes to do a reset. And when you do an intermittent fast, or you do have time blocks of eating, you give a chance for a rapid and improved absorption of nutrients, and your body's super focused on eating, digesting, processing, and then you give a resting period. And it's so good if you can get this in alignment with your circadian rhythm, so you're not doing late night meals, you're not eating right before you go to bed. It supports your healthy gut-skin axis. It's really important to give bowel rest. The gut should not be working 24/7, because how then can it heal itself? It needs a period of time where there's not a flood of nutrients and sugars and fats and carbs that it has to process. It needs a period of time where it has some quietude. Ultimately, your gut health is going to play such a vital role in how you age. It's like this hidden universe of bacteria and relationships and inflammatory mediators that's being created without you even knowing about it. And it's going to impact your mental health. There is a very proven connection between the gut and the brain. Your stress levels impact how you digest. Your anxiety levels can also impact you. And vice versa. When your gut has, you know, a lot of cramping, a lot of diarrhea, when you have problems with stomach and processing of foods, that irritation in the gut lining leads to such convulsions that it's going to increase your anxiety and increase social anxiety, that you don't know when you're going to have disruptions in your daily social life. And that is a vicious cycle of worrying about, am I going to be calm with my gut today, or is it going to be crazy on me? So I encourage you guys to look at these top 10 strategies for improving your gut health. That's one of the things you can do. As the research progresses, we have ways now of testing your gut microbiome. There's a test called Viome, which looks at your fecal load of what are you carrying, what's your proportion of different gut organisms, and how can you adjust that to be more optimal. We have things like fecal microbiome transplants, where you can take fecal stool tissue from a healthy individual, hopefully your very intimate relative or love, and borrow some of that and seed the colon with fecal pills that can reinvigorate and trigger a much better immune balance in your own gut. So there's new strategies out there. One of the easiest ones is getting a pet. Did you know that if you have a pet or a dog or an animal that you love and snuggle, 30% more increase in gut diversity with your bacterial microbiome because you're getting some of your pet's love and hugs with those sloppy kisses they give you. And in turn, your pet is also getting some of your human microbiome, improving quality of life, health, and happiness for both of you guys. Well, there you have it, guys. That's a quick take on how you can optimize strategies for gut health and in turn improve your skin, because less inflammation in the gut leads to such nice, smooth skin. I want you guys to think of your gut as one of your major organs of longevity, health, and wellness. And I will teach you more as I learn more myself. Well, guys, you can find me every Tuesday on a longer podcast. This year, we're diving more into longevity, bioregenerative approaches to changing how we age, and looking at mitochondrial health. This is so fascinating to me. So everything I learn, I'm going to teach you. And a shorter 5-minute Friday for my busy people. Love you guys, and thank you for supporting me. Your listening and staying involved means so much to me. I have so much gratitude for all the people that tune into this podcast, and hopefully I am bringing some value to you. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. You can find all of our amazing skincare there, and don't forget to find me if you're ever in Los Angeles. Come visit and say hi. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.